This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Brucham Abam. Agon Erev Shabbos, everyone. Thank you for joining today. We're continuing our series on Tefillah. And we're going to be learning today the third Hallelujah. Hallelu es Hashem min HaShamayim. Halleluhu Bamaroimim. Halleluhu Kol Tzva'av. And so forth. We're going to, this is the third to last chapter of Tehillim, and the third to last perek of the main body of Psukei Dezimra. And in summary, what this perek does is, this perek, we act as a conductor. And if you ever watched a symphony, the conductor, you know, he points to the wind instruments, and you know, they go at it, and they're blowing, and then he points to the stringed instruments, and all the violins and the cellos, they're going. So it depends where the conductor points. So we, in this chapter of Tim, we're like a conductor. First we point upward. We say, praise God from the heaven. Praise Him from the highest heights. Praise all the angels. All the hosts of the heavens, praise God. Praise the sun and the moon and the stars and the highest heavens and the waters. Praise God because He created you. And then as conductor, we turn to the earth. And then we say, praise God, the sea monsters and fire and hail and snow and smoke and wind and mountain and valley and animal and beast and all the kings and all the young men and women. Everyone plays Hashem. We are acting as conductor. We learned a few weeks ago from Rav Schwab that the five Hallelujahs correspond to five eras of world existence. The first Hallelujah corresponds to the days before the coming of Mashiach, where David HaMelech basically says, "Al tiftechu v'nedivim." Don't trust in any false messiahs. They're all empty. Anyone who pretends to be Mashiach, it's not true. You have to only trust in God. And the next chapter is the days when the footsteps of Mashiach are heard, where we talk about how Hashem is rebuilding Yerushalayim and gathering in all the outcasts from all over the world. And this is our century, no question. The last seven centuries, every decade, God makes a world event and a country empties out and goes to Eretz Yisrael. First, Yemen. Yemen used to be a thriving Jewish community of tens of thousands of Jews. No, they all go to Israel. They're airlifted to Israel. Then Morocco. Then Iran. Then Syria. Then France. Then Russia. You know, there used to be many, many countries with more than 400,000 Jews, more than 500,000 Jews. That was 70 years ago. And now God is emptying out, after emptying out the Soviet Union, now the Ribbono Shel Olam is emptying out Ukraine, so that all the Jews in the world could come to Eretz Yisrael. There's only one country that hasn't been smart enough to figure this out and go on their own, and that's us. Because, you know, just because it happened to every other country in the world, but it's not going to happen in America. Of course not. We'll be here forever. Why should we assume that just because Hashem has emptied out every other country in the entire world throughout history, why should we think that we'll go down like them? Probably we'll be here in our nice houses in New York forever and ever until the day comes and we'll very pleasantly go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I think that's a very reasonable position. But that is what the second Hallelujah talks about. The third Hallelujah, which we're going to learn today, is about the Yemos HaMashiach and how, in a new world order, the entire creation sings to Hashem from heaven to earth. But now let's take it a step further. I want to show you a number of very important ideas. The Ibn Ezra tells us that this Mizmar is very honorable. It's Nichbad Ma'oid. And there are many deep secrets in it. And now, says Ibn Ezra, we begin to speak about the two worlds. The upper world, the vast, endless space of the Shamayim, and then this lower world. Says Yisoid V'Shar Shavoida, This praise, Hallelujah Hashem Ena Shamayim, is a very great Shevach. It talks about God's dominion over all the Olamos, and how Hashem breathes and imbues life into everything. Okay. However, what we're about to learn is even more important, and that is, this chapter is the most important chapter of Psukei Dezimra. It's the core of Psukei Dezimra, it's Iker Psukei Dezimra. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, may my share be among those who complete Hallel every day. Says Gemara, really? You want to be like those who say Hallel every day? But someone who says Hallel every day is a blasphemer, is Mechariv u'Megadev. You're not allowed to say Hallel every day. Says the Gemara, Ki karminam b'psukei dezimra. The Hallel that Rabbi Yosi wants to be saying daily is a reference to Psukei Dezimra. Says Rashi, what's Psukei Dezimra? Aside from Ashrei, two Mizmoirim of Tehillim. Hallelu es Hashem min Hashamayim, Kuf Mem Ches, and Hallelu Kel B'Kotchei. Now, says Rav Nachman of Breslov, that in this chapter, like we mentioned earlier, we are acting as a conductor, and we're commanding, we're calling out, hey sun, hey moon, wake up, praise Hashem, hey fish, hey birds, kings, Putin, praise Hashem. We're calling out to all the world leaders, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes with Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he has a wondrous question. Tzvi Pesach asks, you know, when we talk to the Shamayim, we say, hey Shamayim, praise Hashem. Why? Yahalu Hashem Hashem, ki hu tziva v'nevro, because He commanded and He created you. He established you forever. And then when we call out to the earth, we say, praise Hashem. Why? Yahalu Hashem Hashem, why? Ki niskov shemay levadai, because God's name alone is elevated. Why do we give a different reason for the heavens to praise Hashem than we give for the earth? Why, when it comes to the heavens, do we tell the heavens to praise Hashem because God created them? And when it comes to the earth, we tell the earth to praise Hashem because God's name is elevated. Why does the heaven get a different reason to praise Hashem than the earth does? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his introduction, in his Haskama actually, to the Sefer Oitzer Tilos Yisrael, he asks, L'choyro pela l'mashinas tamil l'olam elyon, why by the upper worlds does He order them to praise Hashem? Because God created them. And when it comes to the earth, He says to the earth to praise Hashem because God's name is elevated. So Tzvi Pesach says something very interesting. You know, the Gemara in Erevin says that for 2.5 years, there was a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Is it better to be created or better not to be created? And after arguing and discussing and talking, they came to the conclusion, Noyach leila adam shlei nivra. You'd be better off not being created. But now that you're here, you better act properly and analyze your actions. V'achshav shenivra yifash beish yimashmesh b'masa. Tosfos says this is for regular people, but for someone who's righteous, obviously, they certainly would be better being created. So which means as follows, that for someone who has free choice, it's hard to say, thank Hashem that He created you, because maybe I'd be better off not being created. But for an inanimate object, which can't choose to do the wrong thing, then certainly they're better off being created. So first we turn to the heaven, and we say, heavens, sun, moon, stars, you're certainly better off being created. So we say, Yahalelu Hashem, Hashem Hashem, ki hu tziva v'nevro, praise God, because He commanded, and you were created. However, when we turn to the earth, in the earth we have Yetzer Hara, and we are likely to sin, and therefore, who says it's a good argument that we should praise Hashem because He created us? Maybe we've been better not. So we say, but no, you know why? You guys need to praise Hashem. Yahalo Hashem Hashem. Ki niskav shemay levadoi. God is elevated and He keeps you alive. And He conducts this world with chesed. And therefore we need to thank Hashem for his constant sustenance. And that's why a different reason is provided to praise Hashem for the heavens and as opposed to the earth. And now we come to the seminal approach of Rav Meir Leibish ben Yechiel Michal, one of the greatest all-time commentators on Tanakh. My grandfather's grandfather was a Rav in Linshitz at the time that the Malbim wrote his Sefer in Linshitz. The Malbim is buried in Babi Yar in Kiev. I had the zchus to be there. And I hope, and I know the Russians bombed Babi Yar now, and they created a lot of devastation and destruction there. And I hope the kever of the Malbim is intact. But the Malbim is buried right there in Babi Yar. The Malbim says, on this chapter of Tehillim, he has a wondrous approach. He says, this world is an incredible circle where the influence of the divine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down from the highest worlds, from God's essence to God's throne, to the world of the angels, to the heavens. And God sends the sustenance down, down, trickles down, 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 until He feeds lowly men. But that trickling down of influence from the heaven to the earth is then meant that for lowly man to start to the cycle and to elevate it back, where he then praises Hashem for the food and for the table and for the home and for the sky and for the orbs of the heavens and for the angels and for Hashem Himself, so that the purpose of existence comes to fruition, that when all the influence of the divine comes down to man, man then sends his gratitude up to the heaven. And that fulfills this great circle of influence that the Malbim says is the tachlis of all creation. Says the Malbim, the Meshoirer, the psalmist, King David, David HaMelech, is describing the praise of Hashem, how it descends from heaven down, down from the world, the Olam HaElyon, until the lowest of the worlds. And then he explains how the praise then is elevated from the lowest of the worlds, namely man, upward, upward. That is the nature of creation. Creation begins to be mishtal shel, to trickle down from above, low, 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 low. And everything that it descends, low, 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 it gets more, it becomes physicalized. I just want to mention, I forgot to mention, the Shiurim of Tefillah are sponsored by our good friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzala Rose, Lili Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nesham Shav and Aliyah. Now, as things trickle down and down from Shamayim to Aretz, they become more physicalized, they become more materialistic. So in other words, the Kisei HaKavod is a spiritual entity, and then the world of the angels, and then the orbs of the heavens, which have some spiritual content to it. But then it, as it trickles down, down, down to this lower world, it becomes more gashmi. It becomes far from the supernal light, because God first has hewn out the sublime light, and then it becomes darkened, physicalized, and becomes thickened, and then to the world of the Oifanim, until he gets to our world, the world Yetzira, Asiya. But once the physical world has materialized, then God wants the physical world to elevate themselves by becoming more spiritual and bringing the physical world back to its spiritual roots. So after Hashem created the inanimate, so after Hashem created earth, in other words, the lowest matter, after the angels, God created man, and then there's even animal, and then there's even plant, and there are even rocks. And then Hashem wants the physical to become more elevated, to turn into plant, animal, and then man, and then through man's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He utilizes the sulam, the ladder, that it reaches the heavens to try to strip off the layers of physicality and connect to the divine. And that is the role of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Bechiroi, Moshe went all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome, the quintessential fulfillment of this great ideal. And in a way, says the Malbim, this, interesting what he says, this paradigm and this analogy could be compared, as Aristotle compared it, ki'igul ha-hendasi ha-hegyoni, as a philosophical circle. God, so to speak, is on top of the circle, and from Him, creation begins to go down, 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 down to physicalize until it gets to its lowest level, and then it begins to climb up from the Aretz to the Shamayim, ki nisgav shamay levadai. And as Chazal themselves use this mashal, God is destined to be the top of a circle for the tzaddikim. Now we could understand the paradigm of this chapter of Tehillim. First we say, Hallelujah Hashem and Hashamayim. Praise God from the heavens, and we explain Hallelujah Bamaroimim, the most elevated worlds, the Olam Ha'atzilos, the Kisei HaKavod. Then we go a little bit further down, Hallelujah Ha'malachav, to the world of the angels. Then we go to the world of the orbs, Tzva'av, the hosts of the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars. And then we praise God from the highest of heavens, the area of the clouds. In other words, there are two levels of heaven. From the clouds and up are the Shamayim, and above them are called the Shemei HaShamayim, where the water on top of the Shamayim is. And then we say Yahalelu Hashem Hashem. And the reason we have this pasuk here is to separate between the praise that emanates from the Aretz to the praise that emanates from the Shamayim. There is a distinct separation and difference, a fundamental difference between the praise that emanates from the heavens and the praise that emanates from the earth. Number one, ki hutziva v'nevro. The Masei Shamayim is separate from the Masei Aretz, because in the Shamayim there is only Bria, but in the Aretz there's Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Bria is Yesh Me'ayin, ex nihilo, something from nothing. But and the Shamayim is just Yesh Me'ayin, but the Aretz has Yetzira. Yetzira is something that already existed, is then formed and recreated and remolded. And Asiya is the final finishing touches. In the Shamayim, God did not finish anything. God made Shamayim Yesh Me'ayin, and He didn't form anything out of it, and He didn't finish it. It's just the way it was from the time He created it. But in the Aretz, after Hashem created Yesh Me'ayin, there's Yetzira. He created something from something. He made dry land, and He perfected it, and He added to it with plant and animal. And we say about the Shamayim, ki hutziva v'nevro. In the Shamayim, all God did was Bria, Yesh Me'ayin, no Yitzira and no Asiya. That's one difference between the Shamayim v'aretz. The Shamayim is only Bria, Yesh Me'ayin, and the Aretz is Yitzira and Asiya, fashioning and finishing. Another difference between the heaven and the earth, the Aretz is a world of Havaya v'Hefsid. Meaning, in this world, there's creation and deterioration. A person is born, he gets bigger, he reproduces, she reproduces, and then the old generation passes on. So this is a world of creation and deterioration. Not the heavens. The heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, they're just there. They're the wallpaper. They don't go anywhere. Nothing's created and nothing is deteriorated. So that's Vayamidem lo ad lo ilam. Because in this world there's free choice in the Shamayim. Oh, and another difference is Choyk Nasan v'lo Yaver. In the heavens, they're just laws of nature. You just exist. Ba'aretz, you don't just exist. There's free choice. You could change patterns. You could act differently than you're programmed. Now that the circle has come all the way down, now we begin the upward climb. Hallelujah, Hashem in Oretz! And now we're going to start praising Hashem from the most basic matter. The four Yisoidos. Taninim v'chol tohoimos is Mayim. Eish, of course, is fire. And what are examples of fire? Barad and Sheleg is the water. Kitar is Eish. Then, of course, you have wind, Ruach, Yisoida Ruach. Sa'ara, Oysa Dvaroi. And what about earth? You have the mountains, you have the hills. And now we start climbing up. Not only inanimate. Eitz Peri v'chol arazim. All the trees, that's a higher form of matter. We're going to praise Hashem even a higher form of matter. Chaya v'chol behema. Now we talk about the animal world. Remes v'tzipor kanaf, the birds. And then people, humans, a higher level. And now even Malchei Aretz, kings. We say, Joe, praise Hashem. Naftali Bennett, praise Hashem. Vladimir, Zelensky, all you guys, praise Hashem. Malchei Aretz, v'chol u'umim. Then, Sarim v'chol shoftei aretz, rulers, governors. Yahallelu Hashem Hashem. You know why you guys should praise Hashem? Ki nisgav shemoy levadai. That even though we control our own destiny in the sense that we have free choice, but ki nisgav shemoy levadai. Hashem is the ultimate decider. Hashem has the ultimate free choice. And now we could elevate ourselves to come close to Hashem. Hoidai al eretz v'shamayim. Interesting. In the beginning, the order was the glory of God is descending from heaven to earth. We started by saying, heavens praise Hashem, earth praise Hashem. But now the circle's coming back up. So the elevation of God is starting on the earth and ending in the heaven. So the circle began descending from the heaven to the earth. Now the circle is rising, ascending from the aretz to the shamayim. Ki tacha shetchila b'seder ha'kodim yard ha'hoi mishamayim el aretz. Now it's elevating from the aretz to the shamayim. And it's going to its root. How? How does this process work? We understand how the influence of the divine descends to this world, but how does the praise of Hashem now ascend from this world all the way to the highest heavens? The answer is Yahalu Hashem Hashem Gizur Shemayim Vayorem Karenli Amoi. It's when the Jewish people elevate themselves to ascend the mountain of God, they are able to reach the highest echelons of existence. And when it's Vayorem Keren La'amoy, when Hashem uplifts the honor of His people, then it will be Tehila L'chol Chasidav, then the righteous Jews will bring praise to all the righteous Jews. And they will be elevated and elevate existence all the way to the heights and the summit and the pinnacle of the universe. So this is the illustrative approach that the Malbim takes to Perek Kuf Mem Ches, the third to last chapter of Tehillim, that while the influence descends, then the praise of Hashem and the acknowledgement of His power ascend from this earth to the heavens. And then the Shlach says, Yahalelu Hashem Hashem. Elevate the name of God, Ki Niskav. Now, Niskav means it's elevated. Now, the truth is, the Shem Hashem, we don't say the Shem Hashem. We say Aleph Dal Nun Yud, but the Shem Havaya is hidden. And that's what we say, the Shem Hashem is Niskav, elevated. But Niskav is also a mnemonic, a Rashi Tevois. Niskav are the four places where, in fact, we do say the name of Hashem. Nun, the Mishkan of Noiv, Shin, Shilai, Gimel, Givain, Beis, Beis Olamim. That's Niskav, Noiv, Shilai, Givain, Beis Olamim. That's where God's name is revealed. Niskav is Gematria Shechina. The Shechina is revealed in these places. And one final idea, really a remarkable idea. So why is this the Ikur of Psuke de Zimra? So we could say because this is the praise that the whole world will sing when Mashiach comes. Everything will now have fulfilled its purpose. Look, the purpose of existence is to recognize Hashem. So even the trees and the mountains and the valleys and the rain and the snow, they are unfulfilled and unrealized until Hashem is recognized. And when Mashiach comes and God is recognized, so they will all sing a new song. They will praise Hashem in a new way. And according to the way the Malbim understands, this is the Ikar of Psukei de Zimra, as this is really the purpose of creation, that the influence of the divine descends, and when we acknowledge that, we ascend the praise of Hashem. But Rabbi Avram Grzinski, the Mashkiach of the Slabodka Yeshiva, he wonders, what do Rashi mean that this is the Ikar of Psukei de Zimra? We already said a number of chapters of the Halalukas where we praise Hashem and we say over the praise of the Aves HaKadoshim. What exactly is unique about this particular chapter of Tehillim that this is considered the Ikur of Psukei de Zimra? Says Rav Avram Grzinski, there's actually one unique facet of this chapter of Tehillim. Davar chadash ma she'eino ner b'shar hilum v'hu. All the other chapters of Tehillim praise Hashem. This is the first chapter that praises man. Gadlus ha'adam. The greatness of man. So you say, but the Psukei de Zimra is not about praising us, it's about us praising Hashem. But the greater man is, the more Hashem, the greater Hashem's chesed is. Think about it. If we were not that important, then what God does to us is not that important. But now that we are the purpose of creation, so all the toivos that God does for us take on a much more important and significant role. And therefore, when we say everything Hashem created, the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the Malachi Ashares, nothing sings Shira until we sing Shira. And they're waiting for us. And they're dependent on us. Says the Rabbi Avram Grzinski. He says, when we see Mizmar Zakulai Gadlus Ha'adamu, Shehu Oy made a Masadr, Kol Chalke Abriya Shamayla, Vishamata. Man is the one who arranges and orchestrates all the elements of creation. Eich L'Roy Meim L'Shabeach Es Hashem Yisbarach. When and how to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the angels, all the hosts of the heavens, wait for our command. Look, we're the conductor. We turn to the heavens, we say, sun, praise Hashem, moon, praise Hashem. We're as if we're commanding them like they'd be wind instruments and stringed instruments. They're waiting for us. What? We're the conductor of the universe? Did you ever realize that? That all the angels are looking to us to praise Hashem, and the sun, which is this mega massive fireball that shoots down warmth from 93 million miles away at a speed of 186,000 miles per second. The sun is saying, look, I work for man, you know, I'm waiting for man. The boss is The boss tells me when to get up. You know, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says get up before dawn, because, you know, you're the boss. You got to make sure all your workers are doing what they're supposed to do. So from this chapter in Tehillim, we recognize man's the conductor. We are the center of the universe. All of creation, all the lions, the tigers, they're all dependent on us to know when to praise Hashem. The rain, the hurricanes, the whirlwinds, the oceans, the vast oceans are waiting for us. The angels don't say shir until we do it. Ela shesider hashir shamayla v'oifana ha'kol tolei bayi tzivui yabkudosh ha'aylam v'chol ha'ashiv ha'rakiyam berkiya shabayi shemesh v'erech v'chol koich v'yar. And then when man finishes commanding the heavens, he turns to the earth. And man dominates and rules and is the center of plant life and animal life and all the kings. Putin waits for Klal Yisrael to say, Vladimir, praise Hashem. Zelensky, he's waiting for the Jewish people to say, praise Hashem. All the kings of the world, the guy in North Korea, he waits for us to give him the command. Malchei Eretz. So they're all centered around us. They're in our orchestra and we are the conductor. So this is the center of Psukei Dezimra when we recognize that all the kindness that Hashem did, He didn't just do it for sophisticated animals. He did it for us, the conductor. That's the main nekuda of Psukei Dezimra. And when we recognize our value and our importance in the eyes of Hashem, so that allows us to appreciate everything Hashem does for us in a much heightened way. That is chapter 148 of Tehillim. Halu es Hashem en HaShamayim. I hope this was meaningful. And I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And you could join us Sunday morning for Iyun Shir in Masechta Yevamos. And Agur D'Pirka on Monday through Wednesday. Arches Chaim of the Rosh at 5 p.m. Bez Hashem, we b'siyat d'shmaya. Good shiurim coming up. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Thank you, everyone. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.